Kick in the dough, wave in the fo-fo.
Huh, I don't know what that was, but good evening, everybody. Welcome to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 17. I'm your host, Tommy.
And this is Jordan.
And yes, unfortunately, Rachel is no longer with us. Taking a holistic approach to it, we kind of all just had separate ideas where one was more, you know, pop culture, news, and then in reality, me and Jordan kind of just wanted to jot some notes down and drink. We left on good terms. She hopefully will be back for a guest feature from time to time, but we are kind of rewinding and going back to the older Four Beers, No Fears. But I think you will still see a little sprinkle of Rachel. I am carrying some of her organization and some of a little bit of her booze news, as I call it now, back into the segment. Jordan, anything to add to that?
Nope.
All right, so kicking it right back off, we are going to be doing the shot of the week. Cheers, Jordan.
Cheers.
Clink. They froze in the freezer. Like, dislike, thoughts?
Tastes good.
What do you think's in it?
Pink Whitney.
No Pink Whitney. not even close.
I don't know. So, it tastes good. It tastes kind of like a pink Starburst in a way.
Yeah. So it is a common shot. Like I said, it's a woohoo. Three parts.
Never heard of it.
Three parts peach schnapps, one part cranberry vodka. People will do it with vodka and cranberry juice.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, why would I put anything in there that's not alcohol?
Right.
Alcohol poisoning.
Why would you do such a thing?
I don't know. And then we have the nephew to Budweiser.
Crispy Boys.
Crispy Boys, or as the less eloquent would call them, Bud Lights. What's your thought on that crisp light boy?
That's a beer right there. That's a beer if I've ever drank one.
Have you ever put an American flag in a can and opened it?
That's exactly what it is.
Do you see that blue color?
It's beautiful.
That's like freedom.
I want to get it tattooed on my face.
I want to get it like on my belly button, and the U is like my belly button. That'd and the rest cool. of the can. I thought it was an okay idea.
Interesting.
I'm guessing most of you guys know the specs of our friend, Bud Light. But so for...
I just want to say you kind of look like an uncooked sausage right now.
You know, why have I missed you saying mean things to me? I don't know, but I'm going to
I just want to say that real quick.
I'm just going to say because of my Italian heritage, I think you should have said Italian sausage.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. As long as that's fair, I'm happy with it. Our specs for the Bud Light are out of 12 ounces.
Your hair reminds me of the little condom twist off from uncooked sausage, you know? That's all that.
The casing.
The little condom twist off thing. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I did hear Gordon Ramsay say that in an episode of Kids Cooking.
He called a kid an uncooked sausage?
No, he said
you're going to. Condom twist off?
Yes, he called one of the kids a condom twist off.
Oh, nice. Yes. I missed that episode.
But. 110 calories, 6.6 carbohydrates, and for you meatheads at home, 0.9 grams.
Of protein.
So that means after four grams of protein, that's probably the equivalent of eating 4 or 5 pounds of ground beef.
Pretty much.
We should start a fitness podcast, too.
Protein podcast?
I'm going to trademark that.
Okay.
For me, not you.
Okay.
Should have been quicker than that. All right, so we're going to talk about some of the changes that happened to the podcast. We got much more segmented. Everything was kind of a specific chunk. And like I said, we're going to keep the news portion, but we're kind of going to bring Four Beers, No Fears back to its original, easy flowing. We're going to pull some of the ads out because as much as me and Jordan like our companies to be spoken about, like whatever Hot Rods, Fat Cat, Stainless, Mike's Beer Camp was a great sponsor, Cellar Door.
It pretty much still are.
Yeah.
Sort of.
We're just not going to break it up as much. Yeah. Kind of take the games out of it, get more back to talking, because as fun as games are, I feel like if you're not.
We did play a really fun game this weekend, or are we going to get into that later?
It was already on a podcast we recorded.
Was it?
Yeah. Remember Sunday morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That got really good reception.
Okay.
Cool. A lot of views. If you didn't listen, Landmines, do you want to tell me about it?
No, I don't. Oh. If we already said it.
Oh, not everybody knew we posted it.
It was a fun game.
It was strategic.
Yeah.
Fast moving.
So if you didn't go listen to that Sunday morning podcast, it's on our page on Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, wherever.
It's on
everything. Go listen to that.
And honestly, the quickest way to see all of our postings is on Facebook, the Facebook page For Beers No Fears. I will be posting both on Sunday mornings and Tuesday nights. I mean, I think most people listen to this Wednesday morning on their drive into work. Unlike you, who doesn't listen at all.
I just don't like hearing my own voice.
Well, I don't either, but I still listen to it.
That's fine. I just don't like listening to it.
Christmas clapback. So I know we haven't finished these beers. I think this first segment was kind of just a catch-up on to what has happened. I do hope Rachel will come to a guest appearance from time to time.
Yeah.
But I do think it was best. You guys probably heard some butting heads even during the podcast. I know my friend Travis at work told me two things. You need to say something about a shot, and do you butt heads with that girl? he had actually a jingle for our shot of the week.
A jingle?
Yeah.
We don't need a jingle.
Yeah, but it's like something I would have you sing.
That's not going to happen.
Something about a shot, but it wasn't something about it, something else.
Huh.
Jordan, tell me about your week. I feel like I haven't got to ask you about your week in weeks.
It was fine. I went to work.
Mm-hmm. You had a pretty short drive. Did you see anything cool?
There was a pretty big accident on 75th on my way home today.
What kind of car?
I couldn't even see because they had like a whole block and a half blocked off. So I had to like go around 75th. You couldn't even drive down it really. So that was kind of interesting, I guess.
Yeah. So if you're listening at home,
that's how exciting my life is.
Jordan's life is pretty exciting. And like I talked about this too on the podcast, something exciting for him is when I go visit him at work.
Not exciting.
Well, it's exciting for me. I've been trying to get Jordan's shop to open an account with us. I don't know why he won't.
Because we don't rent anything.
You don't rent anything yet.
I won't rent anything.
So
I don't agree with it.
Let me paint you a picture.
Okay.
Close your eyes. His eyes are closed. So you're welding. You know.
That's what it sounds
like. Yeah, I know what it sounds like. I'm a welder too. I have a hard hat.
Yeah.
And all of your welders break. And you have a big order going out. It's Monday. You have a huge order going out Wednesday night.
Right.
What do you do?
Grab the backup welder.
No, all of your welders went out.
Oh, all of them went down in one day.
In one day.
So the backup welder that we never use.
I don't care if it's new or not.
It just happens to go out randomly while it's been sitting there. Yep. And it was working perfectly last time.
You heard me.
That doesn't happen, though.
Okay, but let's say it does. Hypothetical. It happens. Your normal big welder.
Can we fix the welder?
Okay, but you can't. It's broke.
That doesn't happen to things.
Hypothetically,
that
though,
doesn't happen, though.
Your primary goes out.
Hypothetically, if I turned purple and grew horns, what would I be?
You wouldn't need to rent anything. You'd have a problem.
Right. I don't need to rent anything
so
right now.
So both of your welders are out. What are you going to do?
Probably go buy a new welder.
Why would you buy a new one, though?
Have an extra backup so I don't have to get put in this same situation that you're putting me in right now.
Okay. You have a forklift. Is it a 5,000-pound forklift?
I think it's like 4 or something.
Okay. You have a delivery coming in, and you're never going to have a delivery this big again that weighs 8,000 pounds. What would you do?
Well, I would probably make sure that beforehand, because I obviously know what I'm buying. I'm not going to put 8,000 pounds on one skid.
It's for a special order, and you have to do it.
On one skid, it's going to be 8,000 pounds?
Yep.
That doesn't happen.
Okay. It did.
But that doesn't happen.
All I'm trying to do is to prepare your business to have the most success. So you have an 8,000-pound shipment coming in. How are you going to get it off the truck?
Split it onto two pallets.
You're going to take the time to move 4,000 pounds. No, it's one piece of machinery.
What the fuck am I ordering that's 8,000 pounds?
A GMC Suburban.
Oh.
Well, from the 70s.
Case, then I go rent a forklift from Lyft Pro across the street.
Okay.
That's directly across the street.
So I'm going to this is going to really ruin your plan.
Okay.
Would that be a good idea? Yes. Unfortunately, Lyft Pro does not rent forklifts. It's only aerial equipment.
Oh.
And I'm going to cut you a screaming deal.
A screaming deal?
Yeah.
Then I'd probably just go right next door to the junkyard where they have a really nice forklift. And
they have an 8K forklift.
Throw them $20 and say, hey, can I borrow this for 5 minutes?
They have an 8K? 8Ks are far and few between.
I don't know, but it's a big-ass forklift.
Okay. Last situation.
Okay.
You are hosting...
If I cut you down on this one, will you just shut up and
yes.
stop?
All right. Yep. You are hosting a nighttime festival during the winter for all your biggest customers.
A welding and fabrication shop that's very small.
It's a customer party.
Is
yeah.
hosting a customer. No, they don't do that. I've never heard of one Can small I, shop.
You're not
that.
Working with me, though. You're no.
I'm not so, because what you're saying is just not like realistic.
Okay. Yes, it is. Okay. Would you ever go to no?
You look like a guy that thinks it's funny to fill up a super soaker with piss and think it's funny.
I do think it's funny.
Yeah, you're a child.
So your five biggest customers, you're having a nighttime gala. You've got the tent from a tent company, but you need heat and lighting. What are you going to do?
Probably weld up a heater.
Oh, you're going to weld up a light?
No, I'd probably just go buy some
Where are you
going to
get the heater?
Make one.
No, you're not going to make a heater.
Why not? That's what I do.
What if... Listen, you've given me bad... Hi, puppy. Oh, Ernie's joining the podcast right now. You've given me bad reasons because if you needed an 8,000-pound forklift, and I guarantee the people across the street don't have one, you wouldn't rent one?
No, but what I'm saying is, why would I need one? I would make sure that whatever I'm buying could either be loaded off the truck into separate things... Or I'd hire a moving company.
Oh, that's expensive.
Yeah, but if you're moving like something that's like a CNC machine that is like 12,000 pounds, you're not going to want you to be liable. You want another company to be liable, so you pay for that moving service.
I have another scenario for you.
Okay.
Your shop floods. There's water damage.
That's different.
Yep, your shop floods. There's water damage. You need 6 or 7 dehumidifiers for a day.
Okay, sure.
You'd rent for me.
Yeah.
Well, now you don't have an account. Do you want to put all that on your credit card?
Let's do that when the time, let's worry about that when the flooding time comes.
Okay, thank you. Richard, if you're listening, you got yourself a ringer. I think that took us longer than need be. How much beer do you have left?
Oh, well, you got me all fired up, so I forgot.
Well, you said I look like an uncooked sausage, so rightfully so. We'll cut this first segment a little short just because I thought it was going to be way shorter. We'll be right back. And Jordan, may I say to you, it is good to be back.
Good to be back. And we're live.
And we're live. Did you just copy me, Jordan?
Don't mind my dog drinking water if you can hear that.
It kind of makes me hungry.
Yeah, dog drinking water.
No, I'm just joking. So Jordan opened his Crispy Boy beforehand.
I'm excited.
Just opened it now. If you guys don't know the sound of a beer opening, tighten
Shame
up.
Shame on you.
Yeah, you have serious problems. So like I was saying before, we are going to still keep some of the body of how Rachel designed it. So in this second segment, we're going to kind of be doing – I'm going to still keep one current news event for booze. I'm going to call it Booze and News. Pretty good wordplay, if you ask me.
Yeah.
We're going to still talk about
we'll work on it.
Some sports. We're going to talk about United Fight Shop. That's UFC for the people at home.
Shop usually starts with an S, not a C.
No, chop. Karate chop.
Oh, right.
Chop.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, C-H-O-P.
Okay.
Karate chop, pork chop.
Gotcha.
One of your favorite things, one of my favorite things.
Right.
Yep. And then I'm also calling it, so we're calling it News and Events. And then the slam corner, where I will give Jordan basically a topic where he can be mean to me and I can rebuttal. He's been doing that to me since we moved into this house almost a month and a half ago. Time's been going really quick.
I disagree.
I still feel like we're living in a mountainside chalet with a lakefront view, mm-hmm. with garages that I thought I would use that are just empty.
Mm-hmm.
A shed I thought would be a bar that has a kitchen table in it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I would say this house has met all the expectations. I've been watching Star Wars. I'm definitely getting off topic though.
Yeah, you are.
I'm sorry. Did you Oh my gosh, that's delicious. Did you see the game this week?
No.
Okay.
Wait, yes.
Which one?
All of them.
None of them?
None of them.
Which ones?
Yes.
All of them.
No.
None?
Yes.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
So, I know who did. Haley.
No.
Should we call Sam. Her? Yeah, it was Sam.
Sam knows.
But he said he needs 7 minutes.
Sam's pooping.
Okay, you're not supposed to tell him that. Maybe it was a really long pee.
That could be.
He could have had a lot of water.
He should get that checked out.
If you pee for 7 minutes...
That sounds like a bladder problem.
I might not be a doctor. Are you a doctor?
Kind of, sort of.
Have you ever peed for 7 minutes?
Never.
Good, then you don't have to go to the doctor.
Okay.
We're going to try. It said Reddit 620. Oh, you know what?
Just call him.
I'm just going to send it.
Send it.
I'm FaceTiming him. What if he doesn't answer?
That would suck.
That'd be really mean. Sam! My haircut's still looking good, though. Look at the Ernie. Sam!
Puppy!
No, my name's Tommy. So since you're live on the podcast, I'm going to, show you, we are just me and Jordan now. There were some changes in the lineup. So it's just me and Jordan back at Four Beers, No Fears with Sam and Ernie. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes tonight for sports.
Oh boy. Well, it didn't look good, but thank God the Bears lost.
Amen.
The Packers won too, by the way. So Rodgers managed to have a good game without doing anything impactful, which was weird. But anyways, the Bucks. Oh my God, the Bucks. The trade season kicked off with a bango buck, get it, last night as the Bucks completely shifted their team. We said goodbye to some great names like George Hill, Eric Bledsoe,
Brett Favre,
and the Red Rocket, Dante DiVincenzo.
That's a terrible
if you're like, if you're a geek like me, you watch golf all weekend. Dustin Johnson broke records, won a jacket, and then went home to take some nose beers with Paulina.
You know, I can't believe he's dating Wayne Gretzky's daughter.
Yup.
Isn't that wild?
We all wish we were.
Sam, have you heard about her tattoos?
No.
Oh, check out some Barstool bods. You'll hear about them.
So Tiger Woods shot a 10. On a par 3, and I can finally say I was better than Tiger Woods for about 15 minutes.
Nice.
Yep. That's about all I have.
Okay. I think that was a pretty good lineup. I think it sounds like I knew more about sports than you this week.
I don't think that's how that worked.
Okay, you might be right. Do you have a 10-second closing statement for us? Anything? Oh, anything on The Bachelor?
Bachelorette is about to start soon, and I'm pretty excited to see who gets in a fight this weekend.
Do I still have time to put my picks in? Because I have not yet.
Put your picks in, yes.
Okay, I will. Closing statement, question mark?
Happy Life Day, Star Wars fans.
You hear that, Jordan?
Yep.
When we finish this podcast, we'll be watching episode... And I hung up before I could tell him.
Oh, no.
That's fine. He'll be all right. Sam's a good kid. Met him in college. Went to Europe with me.
Cool.
One time when we were in Germany in this cool little downtown, there was all these stores. Guess which store he went to?
Mm-hmm.
GameStop.
You can go there in America.
Well, that was... he texted me. I'm not going to read that text right now. It wasn't very nice. Good chow, Lightning McQueen. Jordan, like I promised you, I'm going to let you talk about United Fight Shop as much time as you need. I won't have a talk. UFC.
What's it stand for?
Ultimate Fighting Cookie.
Right, correct. So this last Saturday, we had the main event, Paul Felder versus RDA, Rafael Dos Anjos. Paul Felder came in on 5 days' notice due to the opponent, Islam Magomedov, I think is his last name.
You're right.
Ended up getting COVID, I believe, or something along those lines. He dropped out. Paul Felder, who is a commentator slash fighter for the UFC, said, I will fight. 5 days notice, he had to drop 25 pounds in 4 days in order to get to fighting weight. He did. They went the full five rounds, went to a split decision, which is pretty crazy for a guy that had 5 days notice to fight. He ended up losing, but it was a pretty great fight. That's about it.
Yeah. I can really relate to UFC. In middle school, I was on the wrestling team. Eighth grade year, I was the captain. Seventh grade year, I went undefeated. My signature move, I called the Awesome Tommy. So what I've been thinking about is getting back into my singlet, which sadly enough would fit me for my eighth grade year. So I wrestled at 200 pounds in eighth grade.
Sick.
I was rolling down the halls and going into UFC in my singlet.
You probably
that could. Says Lance Lightning.
You could probably fight in the UFC right now.
I definitely could.
Yeah.
I have the Awesome Tommy.
Yeah. That's really all you need.
Yeah. I am religious. I have a dominating personality.
Right. That's really all you need.
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
I don't bleed that easily. So if they kicked me in the face, I wouldn't bleed.
Right.
Did I miss anything?
No, that pretty much covers it, man.
I could sponsor myself.
Yeah.
So the singlet would just say whatever hot rods.
Right.
You
should do it.
It's free to join the club.
Yeah.
The United Fighting Club.
Yeah.
Or is it the Universal Flippin' Club?
That too. You could join that.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. I know I can train here in our basement. All right, well, moving on from that, because Jordan is really hurting my feelings right now, I'm going to hit us with some – I'm going to carry over some pop culture booze news, as I call it now. Jordan, have you ever been to a Waffle House?
Nope.
Really?
Correct. Really.
So, hey, y'all, welcome to the South, and on every street corner you have a Waffle House.
I've driven by plenty.
Hundreds, right?
Never been to
As soon as you get out of South Illinois, it's – every exit sign, Waffle House, Waffle House, Waffle House. So Waffle House has teamed up with Okani Brewing to make Waffle House's own beer that will actually contain their waffles and bacon.
Wow.
Would I drink that?
Yes.
No.
No.
Have you had Waffle House's waffles or bacon?
No.
It's like, have you had an Eggo?
Of course.
It's like you put an Eggo in Greece, and then put it in a panini press and then put it on your plate. And have you ever had burnout rubber?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, that's what their bacon tastes like.
Ooh, nice.
And now put it in in an Alaskan amber beer.
Okay, you lost me there.
Would you drink that beer?
I'd give it a shot.
All right.
Sounds kind of good.
Okay, well, the fact that you would, maybe we take a road trip to Waffle House, just have this beer.
Okay.
And let
they serve it at Waffle House?
I did not actually find – I just read the headline of the article.
Oh, okay.
Waffle Bacon, Waffle House Beer with Okani Brewing. It's literally my one line on my sheet.
Okay, you need to get off, dog.
We better give this dog some puppy weed. Now available at Walmart.
Doggy downers.
So that's my booze news. And now it's what I call the slam corner, and I'm going to let Jordan hurt my feelings. So Jordan's known me. I'm going to let you hurt my feelings. I'm going to let you slam me.
Why?
Because you like doing that.
What?
Come on. It's okay. Ready? So I've known Jordan literally since the day I was born, but living together is still a newer concept. So this next portion is called a synopsis on living with Tommy the do's and don'ts. So while you live with me, Jordan, what are the two things that you should do to make it easy?
That you should do or that I should do?
And if you have to live with me, you're telling somebody that's about to live with me a couple things they should do and then a couple things they shouldn't do. You're on the floor.
Okay.
I'll tell you one of the things you shouldn't do. Throw your cord of my Buffalo Ranch away.
Yeah. That's probably it for shouldn't do.
I know, I'm kind of easy going. Oh no, I can think of more, but what are some things you do to keep me on the rest? I don't get triggered that easily.
No. Just if you like waking up early in the morning and you're a light sleeper, that's definitely a no-go.
I'm pretty quiet.
Shmishmo. If you're talking to people, you have such a loud voice.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so. Okay. I've never heard my voice when I was sleeping.
Oh, okay.
See, I think it's like the singing.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I think it's the singing. Okay, so loud. So, but that's not a do. So what do you do to make me not annoying? The do's and don'ts.
I don't know. That's a weird way to ask a question, though. I don't do anything to make you
okay,
do
well, let's call this why Tommy is annoying as a housemate.
Singing loudly,
okay,
waking
perfect.
Up super early and
yep.
being super loud.
Correct.
Playing the same 12 songs really freaking loud.
Ooh,
over...
What is your least favorite of my songs?
What's shit?
I don't.
The one by Zed.
Oh, The Middle.
The Middle. That's an
everyone I went to with college will agree with you on that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I thought you were going to say Fireflies.
I've never heard that
you
song.
You would not believe your eyes.
I've never heard you play that song.
10 million fireflies
stop.
Lit up the world as I fell asleep.
Maybe that dumb shower curtain you hung.
I thought you liked it.
Shmishmo.
Do you want to tell them what it says?
It says get naked.
I thought it was funny.
It's odd.
Why?
It's funny, but it's weird.
I bet every day when you walk in the bathroom, you follow its rules. Unless you're one of them weirdies.
Yeah, I shower with all my clothes on.
Oh, I shower with just my socks on.
Sick.
How else are they going to get clean? So
he gets mad when there's any junk food in the house.
Not mad at you, though.
No.
Mad at myself.
He doesn't clean the coffee pot in the morning. He waits till after work to clean it.
No, that's how you get robust flavors.
That's revolting.
How do you clean it?
Right after it's being done being used.
No, a coffee pot is just like a cast iron pan.
Really?
If you clean it, you lose the history.
Oh, you lose all that flavor?
Yeah.
Ew.
Where did you learn that? I was a barista.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I actually was a barista.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. I know, because I want you to walk them through a normal Wednesday.
Tommy is usually up before me to go to work, so I don't see him in the morning.
You hear me, though. I'm supposed to make an attempt to wake him up. Some days I do a better job than others.
It's mostly just a knock on the door.
Yeah, today when I left, I screamed, "Bye, Jordan, I'll miss you!" But did you hear me?
No.
No.
So I'll usually wake up, go to
work.
Know,
did you hear that?
Uh-uh.
I burped.
Wow.
I saved myself a dollar.
Then usually get home. Tommy's usually sitting at the kitchen table, almost waiting for me, which is a little weird.
Yeah. And Jordan, what do you have to tell me to do normally?
Go change out of your work clothes.
Yep.
Or else he'll sit in there, sitting them till he goes to bed.
But the one day you came back, I was still in my khakis and boots.
Mm-hmm.
But what was different? I was sitting right there at the end of the table.
What were you doing?
No shirt. I don't know why.
Yeah, that was...
I remember why, though.
Didn't like that.
I got the haircut, and I didn't want the...
Oh, yeah.
That's normal.
That's fair.
Okay, so you're home. I'm done waiting for you. I'm done asking how your day was.
usually hop in the shower, grab something to eat, or make something to eat.
I kind of like watch the whole time just to kind of see what's going on.
Yeah, very weird.
Try to give him pointers.
Usually sit down, eat.
You're not being descriptive at all.
Watch something.
I would do this so much differently.
And then go to bed.
I would be like,
that exciting.
Well, because no, it is, because you're leaving out all the juicy details. So it's like I walk in the house. Tommy was kind of waiting for me. Says hello. Tells me what he ate during that
which
day.
Which I never asked.
Never asked. I just tell him about it. I'm like, are you drinking tonight? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, before you got home, I already hit a seltzer. And then we sit down for dinner, and I'm like, I told myself I wouldn't drink tonight. Probably have a mixed drink or a beer, and then proceed to tell Jordan what I ate that day again.
Mm-hmm. I think I probably did pretty good today, I think.
Probably did.
It's probably pretty good, I think.
Yeah, and then not 8 minutes later, I'm like, damn, I ate like shit today. All right, Jordan. So last bit. You have one mean thing to say to me about this week. What did I do that really chapped your ass?
I don't know. You put that melted cheese in the wrong side of the sink. That kind of pissed me off. I had to dig in there with my fingers, and I got melted cheese all under my fingernails. That was gross.
Why does that make me hungry? It kind of reminds me of like when you're eating a bag of Takis and you get it under your nails.
Can't relate.
Okay. We're about to wrap up the segment, but speaking of Takis, today I had a thought. Totino's just came out with Takis mozzarella bits.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the tip of my tongue. I was going to tell Jordan, but I thought he was going to make fun of me. Then not 30 seconds later, he goes, dude, did you hear that Takis came out with mozzarella bits with Totino's? And I almost cried. I don't know. That was awesome. My beer's gone.
Yep.
Jordan's probably isn't, but hang tight. We'll be right back. All right, guys. So section 3 of the podcast will typically be related back to Jordan. Deep talks or whatever we got a riff about this week. But I have been really lacking on two things over the last few weeks. My tweets and Construction Insider. So I am first going to talk to you about...
Nobody cares about your Construction Insider.
Okay, so first I'm going to talk to you about Construction Insider. Today, I was in Waukesha County. There is this like triangular parking lot, okay, between two major roads. I'm not going to say it because I think all of my major competition in this market listens to this podcast just for me to drop a crumb for them to follow.
Right.
Yes, thank you. Lyft Pro's already on the case. They heard you say it already. They know.
Mm-hmm.
But this triangular parking lot, it has not started yet, I think. It'll be a $50 million project consisting of 1,400 units. No, that's not right. I think it's, I don't know, maybe 450 units. Restaurants, a clubhouse, bars, and stores on a little tiny triangle parking lot. So it's going to be a tower with tons of underground parking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be really cool. I'm not even going to tell you what county it's in, unless you can maybe guess.
Don't care.
You don't care. Okay. So now we got to get a lot of tweets in.
Okay.
So it's a drinking game.
Okay.
For you and me.
Okay.
I'm going to read you tweets from the last 2 years.
Okay.
And I'm going to, and maybe it's something I tweeted. Maybe it's something I did not tweet. I'm going to read you it. If I tweeted it, you say tweet. If I did not say it, you say fleet. Do you know what a fleet is?
Yes. Thank you.
No, a fleet.
Like Twitter, a fleeting thought?
No. Today?
A fleet of like...
I don't know if it was today or yesterday. Twitter came out with fleets. So now you can put a picture, like a story on Twitter. Oh. How dumb is that?
Yeah, I'm just ripping off like Instagram,
Facebook, all of them.
Yeah.
So it's basically Tom's tweet to the max. You got your crispy boy. I have my buddy boy. That's what I call him at the bars. That really aggravates the bartenders. So you actually know about this first one, but I am going to read it just so you know, so everybody at home understands how the game works. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. First tweet. So it's like OnlyFans, but in Wisconsin, and it's just people eating cheese. It's only cheese. Tweet or fleet?
Tweet.
You're right. So I have to drink.
All
right. Okay. Just distilled my first batch of WAP liquor. Hit me up.
Tweet.
All right, another drink for me. Good guess. This might be a bad choice for me. Moving down the list. All right. So who's going to drink these Bud Light Limes with me?
Tweet.
Fleet. The actual tweet said, so who's going to drink?
Oh, so you're just changing up words?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
It's 2-1 right now. You're winning still.
Mm.
The actual tweet was, who's going to drink these Busch Light apples with me? All right. I'm like the Wolf of Wall Street in Wisconsin. I'm the Wolf of Water Street.
Tweet.
Darn it. Just so everybody knows, I kind of am. I'm an investment wizard.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. If you're in sales and don't have a good fake laugh, you're probably not that good at sales.
Fleet.
Tweet.
Damn.
That one got a lot of likes. Ready?
Yep.
Golf is fun, quoted, not me.
Tweet.
All right. You got me on that one. You were there that day.
Yep.
You told me every hole I was being crabby.
Mm-hmm. You were.
Because I had a migraine.
Aw.
Tweet. All right. Okay, now calm down, Jimmy Johns, with the pitcher. You up?
Tweet.
All right. Well, I probably shouldn't have showed you the pitcher, but
yeah.
You
got
okay. When life gives you gators, you make Gatorade.
Tweet.
This beer's going down pretty quick. Okay. Oh, goodness gracious. Sometimes I even hurt myself with these. I like videos of birds chasing kids.
Tweet.
All right.
Are all these going to be tweets?
Well, normally when I give you a fleet. All right. Let's see. See, I can't even. I feel like some of these you would never guess, though.
You would have had to, like, pre-do these and, like,
all right, so,
stolen some.
So, I guess that means I'm Instagram famous now.
Fleet.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't. It's the original one was TikTok.
Yeah, no shit, because I just said something about it, and now you're going to switch it.
You don't know that. I would go.
I did know that. That's why I guessed right.
I would go golfing today.
Wait. What was it?
This is from the last 2 years, though.
Okay.
I would go golfing today. Fleet. Drink. It said, I would go to Top Golf today. All right. Well, yeah. I have to.
You could have stolen other people's stupid tweets.
No. I'm literally going down my tweets and saying if I can switch them enough.
No, for the ones that are fleets, you could have stolen other people. Like, just grab someone else's.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever. Okay. If I see one more girl on TikTok saying guys that drive chargers are no good, my feelings are going to get seriously hurt.
Tweet.
Darn it, Jordan. This beer's almost gone. Okay. I noticed Joe Exotic was not on the new episode of Tiger King. I wonder if that has anything to do with him killing a tiger.
Fleet.
Tweet.
Mm.
The original tweet says, I noticed Carol Baskin was not on the newest episode of Tiger King.
I said Fleet.
Oh, yeah, you got me.
Gotcha. Oh,
that would hurt my feelings. I thought I'd really get ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one more. I got to find a good one, though, because I think you might be a couple ahead of me in this game.
You think?
Maybe. Oh, gosh. I don't even know. I essential employee life.
Tweet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. New game starting not next week, but the following week.
Okay.
I want, because pretty much the viewership of this podcast is not massive. We do it because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, at some point, will we be at 1.5, maybe 1.9 million listens a week? Yes, right. Obviously. It's only a matter of time.
Right.
Right now, the viewership is anywhere between, 15,000 and 30,000.
Right.
So every week I want people to text me what they want us to drink next week. Okay? So this week I already know what we're drinking for next week. I got a request.
Yeah.
But I want you or you listening or you listening to text me, or DM me,
Instagram, yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, mm-hmm. Pinterest.
Yep.
Pornhub. Twitter. Did I say what?
Pornhub.
I forgot that one. Yep. You can find me at Chubby But Handsome.
Farmers Only.
You're Never Lonely.
Match.com.
Yep. eHarmony.
eHarmony. Only Ovens. Only Fans. Only Microwaves.
Only Cheese.
Only Cheese.
Don't forget that one.
We don't have a Patreon, though. So.
We don't have a Patreon yet. So basically,
check us out on OnlyFans, though.
Me and Jordan have a scootin' tootin' and good time OnlyFans. what we do is we record shows from Netflix
mm-hmm.
on our OnlyFans
mm-hmm.
for people that don't have Netflix.
Right.
So instead of paying $15 a month, it's only $5 a month.
Right.
That could be a business idea.
Yep.
Huh. Would we get in trouble for doing that?
Of course.
Not my worst idea yet. Also, something I think we need to address is me and Jordan have this thing in our house called the cardboard pile, mm-hmm. where it used to just be cardboard.
Most houses, it's just called the recycling.
So, but not here. I stack it. But now in the cardboard pile, I have all of our mail, shoes, a vacuum cleaner, tools.
A vacuum cleaner box.
Vacuum cleaner box. It's very big. Is it okay to burn a vacuum cleaner?
I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say no.
Why?
Because it's a lot of plastic you're burning.
How much plastic do you burn when you weld? All welding is putting wood together with plastic.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So you burn plastic all day.
You got me on that one.
Those are the only welders we have. Some people call them welders. Some people call them hot glue guns.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
You said you'd rent from me if you had water damage.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to be honest. I don't think that Tom's tweet game was as funny as I thought. which is a crack to my confidence because I'm out here thinking I have the best Twitter in southeastern Wisconsin. So something else new coming to the podcast is Jordan and I have reached out to a graphic designer that is not myself, George Black, Sam Gobert.
It's an actual professional.
He's worked with Kesha?
No.
Who?
Halsey.
Halsey. He's worked with Halsey.
Neck Deep.
Neck Deep. The Jonas Brothers.
No, I don't think so. Couple other bands, couple other rappers.
Will Ferrell.
No, not that I know of.
Hillary Clinton.
Probably not.
Politics.
I'm going to say no.
Actors.
I'm going to say no.
Halsey.
Yes.
Billie Eilish.
I don't know about that.
Who's the guy that's saying, what does the fox say? Goyette?
I don't think so.
Nope, that's the guy that said, You didn't have to cut me off. And in newer news, he's worked with Four Beers No Fears.
Wow.
So
who's that?
That is the owner of Fat Cat Stainless and the owner of what's my company? Whatever, Hot Rods.
They sound kind of cool.
They sound really cool. And our mascot, Ernie the Fish.
Ernie the Fish.
I didn't send you the link. I found a fish tank today.
Yeah?
Yep. 55-gallon, 50 inches tall.
Hmm.
It's got a stand like this.
So it's tall rather than wide?
No, it's 42 inches. So it's, well, 41.8 inches. So it fits the spot. 55 gallons, curved glass front.
Mm.
It goes back and out.
Are we going to do the Stingray?
So are we going to name the Stingray Shane? Your dog's nose touched my not parts that should be touched by dog's nose.
Hmm.
Under the table.
Sorry.
Okay. It's okay. I hope that wasn't your hand.
What's the question?
So right now we're between Ernie the Bass.
Shane. Why do we name the fish the same name as my dog?
So the dog and the stingray will... No, the dog and the bass will never forget each other's names.
Oh, that's fair.
So Shane Ray, Ernie Bass, a piranha named Dan, but like six piranhas named Dan because my old piranha that I had in middle school is named Dan.
Okay.
Or a bunch of fish all named Kevin from Home Alone.
Hmm. Depends on what the fish are, but I like
the stingray. Oh, tons of different kinds.
I like the stingray.
Here's my issue. It's hard for me to buy this aquarium, put a couple bags of sand in it. It's not a cheap fish tank.
Right.
To put one fish in it.
One thing,
and
yeah.
If it dies, then I have to change the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if we do a somewhat like nice set of sharks, we can do, well, cichlids, crabs, the kind that goes in the water.
Right.
Duh.
We already got the other ones.
I don't, but you might want to talk. Yep. Whoops. Correct. I heard you can just use hand sanitizer.
Really?
That's what I heard.
I heard sandpaper works pretty good.
I did not hear that.
Huh.
What doctor is that?
Some on 82nd.
I thought you were going to say you saw match.com. That was probably the funniest thing I've said this week. All right. Either way, I got way off. I was talking about artwork for the podcast. I don't know how we got there. But by next week, Jordan, would you say we will have an official, finally, Four Beers No Fears artwork for the podcast? Maybe merchandise?
Probably yes.
Probably yes. So stay tuned for that.
Just adding some like final touches.
We're just adding some final touches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's it. You know what?
You know.
Yeah.
Final touches.
Touches that are going to be finally done. But yeah, so when you see us, it's actually awesome artwork. I'm happy to get her inked, stinked, and ready to
sleep. I'm going to get it tattooed on my butt cheek.
I was going to get it tattooed on my butt cheek.
Really?
Do you want to get Tito's mozzarella sticks?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
We're not live.
Psych, we are live. Uh-oh. If anybody was fooled, we are moving into the fourth segment of the podcast. This just in over the break.
We got fresh beers.
We have fresh beers. Something that really confused Jordan this week about Star Wars is I can make the Chewbacca noise. Well, most people can't. I don't think it sounds like him, but it sounds like a lot of people.
It's pretty damn close.
Can't roll their tongue while making a sound.
I can't do it like that. It just sounds like.
Can you make your Chewbacca noise?
No.
Mine sounds a lot better. I'll say it.
You do a pretty decent R2-D2 whistle, too.
Marta said I didn't.
It's pretty close.
See, I thought it wasn't half bad.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
I'm not going to do it now because I've had a couple beers, but don't tell me. Something like that. All right. In the break, which is basically the time I pee and get the next beers without washing my hands and putting my hands all over the tops of the beers.
Nice.
My girlfriend Snapchatted me and said, don't forget to tell everybody in the podcast how good at my exams I did. So, Jordan, world, Lauren did good on her podcast. Not on her podcast. She did good on her exams.
Wow.
Biochem.
You know why there's holes on tops of pen caps?
So I heard if you get stuck in a car that's sinking, it's your last resort snorkel.
False. False. Do you really want to know why? This is a fact.
Is it because if you can, it allows you to pop it on without building pressure?
Uh-uh.
Oh, what is it?
It's because so many kids were dying from choking on them that they had to put a hole in it so that the kids could still breathe while it was lodged in their throat.
That actually makes sense. I ate so many pen caps in school, I never died. Why was that funny? I don't know. All right. What is one thing that has just been pissing you off lately besides you. Me? Besides me.
This weather.
Ooh,
I hate the cold.
The cold. I almost did a winter segment today because it switched fast.
It did. It did switch pretty fast.
It was 28 today.
70 to, yeah, it's cold.
If it's 70 this Thursday, do you want to burn a vacuum? I know a guy that has one.
Yeah? Cool.
Me.
Oh. We got a shit ton of cardboard.
It makes me realize that when I'm drinking, I order a lot of pizza.
We could just recycle it all.
For cardboard?
Yes.
Why? We can have a quick fire and talk about
the environment.
Talk about the nation.
The nation?
No, burning cardboard is okay.
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 All right.
All right. All right.
Are you a scientist?
No. I'm okay. A rental salesman.
That's true.
I wasn't going to lie to you. All right. One thing that pisses me off. Oh, I already figured it out. Before the podcast, Jordan was showering and listening to some loud music, and I had to entertain myself because there was no one else to.
Mm-hmm.
We have this bottle of Ritbier Schnapps, 40%. You think it tastes like Ritbier.
It's 40?
It's 40 proof, 20.
Oh.
But 20% for a Schnapps is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, what is good with Ritbier?
Ice cream.
We have ice cream in fridge, so I tried to make a root beer freezer. Float.
Ice cream goes
I think
in
it's
the,
all the same unit.
Ice cream goes in the freezer.
Ice cream goes in the freezer unless you have a really cool fridge. I tried to make a root beer float shot with ice cream and the schnapps. I almost threw up when you were in the shower. Like if you can imagine me sitting down there taking the shower, like Jordan. It was so bad. So root beer schnapps is my answer.
Okay.
All right. So now back to the old four beers, no fears. We're obviously going to do our 3-2-1s. This week, it's easy. Something that we use almost every day, but really take for granted, condiments.
Mm.
Third best, second best, all-time favorite.
Ketchup.
Is your all-time favorite? Or is that your third favorite?
Third.
Third. Why? And you use ketchup a lot, so I'm kind of curious.
I do love ketchup. I put it on a lot of things.
You do?
Yep.
Brats. Italian eggs. Sausages. You put on. I've actually put on eggs before.
Eggs, hash browns, macaroni and cheese.
Huh? Macaroni in a pot.
That's a.
I
don't
WAP,
like
wet ass pan.
I don't like WAP. I don't like the people that sing WAP on TikTok.
You heard it first, ladies.
Half of you bitches don't know what a WAP is.
Wings and pizza.
Pizza.
You are too skinny. We know you don't. All right. My number three is I always get stuck between for my third is like a spicy barbecue or a really good mustard.
Yeah.
But I'm going to, for the sake of things, being if I had to get rid of one, I would keep barbecue sauce. So barbecue sauce is my number three. And I like smoking foods and I like. But like even like a barbecue cheddar burger, barbecue is super versatile. I would rather have barbecue on my fries, which is a very controversial thing.
I disagree.
You'd rather have ketchup.
No, I
on your fries.
Well, let's just forget I said anything.
You want to talk about this in a second?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think barbecue sauce is more versatile than ketchup. Actually, I can't think of a food I'd rather have ketchup with. Or no, rather ketchup than
rather
barbecue.
Ketchup
than I'd rather barbecue. Have barbecue. It's more savory, a little bit of spice, a little bit of sweetness.
Tang,
thickness, like myself.
Some tang for the wang. Wang for the tang.
I don't want any of that tang on my wang.
Well, you got to get your head out of the gutter. That's not what I was saying.
I don't know. But either way, barbecue sauce is my number three. Hit it with your number two.
My number two would probably be... I like bread and butter pickles.
We're talking about condiments, sauces.
Yeah, that's a condiment.
I can't take it.
Okay.
Things that you have to squeeze out of a bottle or shake out of a bottle.
So that's a sauce then. I really like that Carolina mustard that we had. Was it Carolina mustard?
It's Carolina mustard. And I will take that because it's technically kind of barbecue, good. But it's almost like its own deal. It's literally like, half barbecue, half mustard.
Yeah, it's like a sweet but tangy it's awesome. Mustard. It's really good.
Yeah, I did too. Like, so when you go to, did you say that was it you too that's never been to Mission Barbecue?
I've been there.
Who was I talking to today that said they've never been there? Or was it you said you've been there once?
Oh, I've been there a few times.
I was talking to someone today that said they've only been to Mission Barbecue one time.
It's pretty good.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. I like trying all the sauces.
I was going to say, but have you had their mustard?
I don't think so. No, I don't. So at least I don't remember.
Way more vinegary than the one. Mine is pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs is more vinegar, which I like more than the one I had.
Yeah.
But I do like, I think they call it Georgia mustard, Arizona mustard or something. But I'll take that as your second.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, my second is a more vinegar than hot Louisiana hot sauce.
Yeah, okay.
Because I put it on, like you said, eggs, sandwiches, fries, pizza, any breakfast sandwich, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. There's, we both do. We put hot sauce on pretty much
everything. I can't think of something I don't put, like a normal, not like ice cream, but a normal food I don't put hot sauce on. I had a brat today, and it was just hot sauce on it. No bun.
Our
no
whole
anything.
One side of the fridge, like when you open up the door, like the door side is just hot sauces.
And then if you look right beyond it, it's jars of peppers, pepper relishes, shit like that. Extra spicy pickles,
pickled garlic cloves,
basically jalapeno if it's pickled relish. Or spicy, I'll eat it.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm gonna say vinegar based Louisiana hot sauce is my number two.
All right, my number one is going to be barbecue sauce. Because
so you never said mustard.
My second one was mustard.
But like a sweet mustard.
Yeah, that Carolina mustard. That's a sweet mustard.
So your flavor palette is all sweet.
Pretty much.
Which is weird.
But I like the sweet and the spicy. Because my favorite barbecue sauce is that Sweet Baby Ray's sweet hickory or something like that. And it's like, because it's super sweet, but then it kind of finishes. It's not spicy, but it's got like a zap at the end. And if I don't have a bottle here because I just haven't bought one yet. But I always have one at the shop because I put that on
just normal barbecue, the Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's. I put that on brats, hot dogs. That I put that in mac and cheese is so goddamn good.
Next week. We're gonna bring a little food back.
Okay.
You're gonna go to the store and get two because we're out of barbecue sauce now.
Yep.
You're gonna get two barbecue sauces you really like. I'm going to get two barbecue sauces I really like, and we're gonna set up a taste test. I'll throw some fries in the air fryer.
Cool.
So we're going to be doing a barbecue sauce.
Have you ever had barbecue with mac and cheese?
Almost every time.
For real?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, cool.
It doesn't make it. It makes it a little bit
like
less
smoky,
gloppy.
Almost.
Yeah, less gloppy. So we're doing a barbecue sauce showdown next week. That'll be fun.
Cool.
Do you want to dip tots or fries?
Both.
No.
Fries. I'd prefer fries.
Fries. Okay. With fries. Can you guess what my number one is?
Have you said mustard?
It's not mustard because I tied third with
barbecue
and mustard.
You said barbecue and hot sauce so far.
But the third was either with barbecue or mustard.
I don't know. What's your first?
So it's hard to call this my first, but I use it the most.
Okay.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
But now Jordan living with me can see it. I always have a container of sauce in the house.
Yeah.
With a mayonnaise base. It's always spicy and sometimes a little sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't captivate that taste or texture without mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. So mayonnaise is fine on its own. I'd like to say a spicy mayo as my number one, but that's kind of hard to come by in the store. You have to kind of make your own.
Such as an aioli.
Yeah, exactly. So a habanero aioli is my favorite.
Okay.
But you really can't buy that at the store.
Yeah.
But I can make it here and it'll be better than at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo's my favorite. Also, sandwiches, eggs. you can use it to coat bread before you put it in anything. Yeah. Did you put it in your mac and cheese?
I did.
How great was that?
Pretty good. Only a little. Like, you only need, like, we're not saying put a whole-ass glob of mayonnaise, because that's kind of gross, but just a tiny little bit. I like mixing for, like, if you're going to make, like, a dipping sauce for, like, chicken nuggets or something, mixing mayonnaise with barbecue sauce, mixing mayonnaise with ketchup.
You know who's the first person to ever mix mayo and barbecue sauce and make a ton of money on it? Red Robin.
Oh, really?
Have you ever had campfire sauce at Red Robin?
I don't think so. I've only been to Red Robin like once or twice.
You dip those thick boy fries in that campfire sauce?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's some WAP.
Wings and pizza, man. I can't believe Cardi made a song about wings and pizza. It doesn't seem like her.
It's odd.
It is odd. I'll never understand it. Maybe those Southern Belles will, but not us. But yeah, it's mayo. It's tangy. Like, I love spicy mayo if you can find it in a store, but like, I like all the flavors together. Like, my current dipping sauce, you tried it, is a spicy vinegar mayo.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
It slaps.
Yep.
Like, we dipped that chicken in and we were all hungover.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just allude to that really quick. When we shot that Sunday morning on Sunday, we both didn't feel horrible. And we both said, oh, we feel fine.
I'll tell you, horrible.
I tell you guys what, around 1 o'clock, we were hurting.
That's how I always feel after a night of drinking. That's why I kind of stopped doing it.
When we were podcasting, though, I didn't feel that bad.
Well, it was because it was early in the morning. It was, you like, we just woke up.
I had just run the gambit.
Yeah.
Oh, we felt crappy that day. All right. What is one food that you absolutely cannot eat without sauce? I bet we'll have the same one.
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken tenders. Yeah. Same thing. If I see you eat a nugget or a tender,
you cut it up and put it on like a salad, but you're still guy using a dressing.
Then it's
kind of the same thing.
There is. Have you ever had the Culver's buffalo tenders?
Mm-mm.
I'll splurge next week and I will get chicken tenders to dip in the barbecue sauces. Ooh. Or would you rather have fries? You can pick right now.
Probably chicken tenders, honestly.
With chicken.
Honestly, what I want the most, if you want me to be 100%.
100%, go.
Dinosaur Tyson chicken nuggets.
Dinosaur Tyson.
Or their Tyson brand.
WTST, write that shit down. No, but you want dinosaur nuggies for the barbecues.
Buy the Tyson brand.
That was such a good idea.
Those taste so goddamn good.
Dino nugs. Awesome. What is the worst sauce?
Ooh.
I already know mine without a doubt. It's the Arch. No. You go first.
Huh. The only thing that's coming to my head right this second, because I'm just not a huge fan. I've never been a huge fan. I'll eat it, but I don't hate it because I still eat it. It's like a horseradish sauce.
Oh, I love horseradish.
I like it, but I don't hate it. So that's why I'm having a hard time actually saying that.
So here's mine.
I don't know of a sauce that I actually like despise.
Miracle Whip. It's like a weird.
I can tolerate it.
It's like a weird sweet mayo, though.
It's a little tangy, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I prefer mayo.
What would you put Miracle Whip on that you wouldn't use for mayo, though?
Just like sandwiches, like a simple like you know lunch
it's just
meat and cheese
sweet,
sandwich.
Though.
I mean, it's not terrible. Like, I would never buy it because mayo is right there. But if, like, someone said, hey, all I got is Miracle Whip, you want a turkey sandwich? I'd say, yeah, sure.
Crap. I agree with you.
Yeah, because it's not terrible. That's why I'm having a hard time thinking of a sauce that I, like, hate because I like them all.
I used to hate Dijon mustard, but as I've grown older, I like it, yeah.
Honey mustard is good.
Well, I like spicy brown the best, though.
That's probably my least
favorite.
Like a
coarse ground spicy, like Jimmy John's mustard.
That's probably my least
favorite. Mine is Miracle Whip. You say horseradish.
I'd probably say actually a chunky Dijon mustard would probably be. I'd probably eat a
horseradish. I've never had chunky Dijon.
You just said.
No, I like a chunky spicy brown mustard.
That's what I meant.
Huh.
So that's probably my least favorite.
I enjoyed this segment. We've already talked about sauces for 16 minutes. But all right. So the beer of next week is my boss, Richard's choice. It's Modelo Negro, but I'm gonna kind of give you guys what it sounded like on the, my phone call today. I was like, hey, Richard. So I should have recorded it. But I was like, yeah, hey, Richard, I have a question about XYZ rent. I was like, hey, I was thinking about a beer you guys should have. I was like, yeah, what was it? He goes, well, I know you guys don't like to have those heavy beers. Mm-hmm. But I know you like to have some flavor. I was like, yeah, Richard, tell me about it. He goes, well, this was dark, but it's got some good flavor. I was like, okay. He goes, I think you guys should have some of that Modelo Negro. It's just a good beer. I like it a lot. I said, Richard, for you, I will even give you a shout out in the podcast.
So
Richard's the shit, though. If you met him,
Richard's the shit.
If you met Richard, you'd be like, Richard, I'm going to come work for you.
My dad's name is Richard.
No, your dad's name is Dickie.
Well, it.
No.
Still Richard, but, you know, whatever.
Well, either way, shout out to Richard. Good boss. Good beer picker outer. But, yeah, that pretty much wraps out this podcast. So, yeah, next week we will be drinking the Modelo Negro out of the bottles, peeling the little foil away.
Shiny.
Jordan, your song of the week. I think you actually started the podcast with it.
Kick in the Door, Notorious B.I.G.
Do you want to sing any more of it?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
You got to come out strong. That's about it.
And mine is Holiday by Lil Nas X. It's, you know, Old Town Roads, holiday song. I know.
It doesn't even sound like a Christmas song. That's the only problem.
He says, ho, ho, ho. And he says, hey, it's a holiday. Either way, guys, thanks for listening. Like I said, we're taking it back a little bit. We really liked having Rachel on. It just really wasn't the best for the podcast. We will see you next week. Have 4 beers tomorrow when you're driving to work. Approved by me.
Approved by all the police stations.
All of them. All over the world.
We got their approval.
Yeah, we did.
Don't worry about it.
Go on Facebook, type in 4 Beers No Fears, give us a follow, give us a like, rate us 5 stars, and give us a shout out for 2 weeks down the line for the beers. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Peace, guys. Have a good one. Here is Holiday by Lil Nas X. It's a holiday. I got holes on holes in the out of control. Yeah. Hey, this another way. All my niggas on go and I hold.